T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, hey, it's 99 to Buzz. Pisano, Sandy, welcome to you. Just about 8:30, and we want to bring someone up on the radio. It was a great opportunity to do so. He's a local, a public information officer for the Ridge Fire Department here in Rochester. Brian, A, B, C, D, E, F.
Gmo.
That's easier, right?
It's way easier. That's how I think. So, Sandy, you'll never forget Brian Gmo now, right?
There you go.
Brian, before we get into the real important reason why you're on the air with us right now, would you skip Novocaine if you had to go in for a filling?
I don't know. That's where I'm torn. I don't like needles. But I don't like pain either.
Right.
Come on, you're fired. You're in the fire department. Yeah, come on, Brian.
You'd be surprised, right? That's why I look away.
So, in light of the that's a horrible thing that we saw Monday night with DeMar Hamlin and the Buffalo Bills, and we know that he was, you know, they had to do CPR on the field and all that stuff. You guys are always pushing. Make sure you know your CPR techniques. Make sure you know how to use that machine, the shocker thing. Let's talk about that.
That's a shocker thing. The importance of if people can help us prior to the fire department or ambulance is getting there, obviously that gives the patient the best chance of survival, as we saw unfold there on the field, right? What happened to Mr. Hamlin, right? Tragic, but he had the right people around him that knew what to do, properly educated, to give him the best chance of survival there.
Now, you know what's so crazy? I saw that. Doing CPR can double or triple your chances of cardiac arrest, the victim's survival, but yet only 46% of the time people will spring into action or know what to do.
No, 100%. The person actually has almost a 90% chance of survival if three things can happen within 4 minutes. So early recognition and calling, again, the men and women of the fire service and ambulance, get the 911 rolling. Early CPR and early shocky things. So if those three can happen within 4 minutes, they have a 90% chance of survival. The bad part is if that stuff doesn't happen, their chance of survival drops by 10% per minute after that.
Wow.
So
if the only thing we do is call 911 and wait for the fire department to arrive, and it's been 10 minutes since the time of the emergency, obviously, that patient doesn't have a great chance of surviving.
So right? someone drops, you check and see if there's a pulse on the neck or the wrist, right?
Yeah. Keep it simple, right?
Yeah.
Used to say EVCs. American Heart Association just changed it around a little bit. So we're really looking for CAB, right? Circulation, airway, breathing. But either way, as long as you check, assess for those three things. If they don't have them, we just need you to get to work before we can get there.
Get 911 and then get to the Staying Alive pump, right?
Play your song in the background, listen to 98.9, and turn on Staying Alive.
God, I don't know how I would react. I give you guys all the credit in the world. I don't know. Is it a certain type of person that springs into action, or does adrenaline just take over and no matter what, you're going to...
Yeah, right. I guess that's the difference, right? For us, we're trained in this. This is something that we were all called to do. But for the layperson to see that, right, it is tragic. It is very, very stressful. We normally like to say, right, you just go with your instincts. So if you're properly trained, right, jump into action and then wait for us to walk in the door. You're talking about it. So American Heart Association's done the studies of why don't people get involved, right? One, they're worried about hurting a person.
Okay.
Right? But I don't know if you really hurt someone that's not breathing, right? Mm-hmm. So, as I say, a little love's better than no love at all, right?
Right.
And the second reason, they're always afraid of getting sued, which in New York State, you're protected by the Good Samaritan. So there goes two big hurdles to, obviously, again, just jump in and try to give that person a fighting chance.
You're not going to hurt them, and you're not going to get sued because you're trying to help.
Wow, so I didn't know.
We got a card sent to us a couple years ago in the mail from a gentleman who said, thank you, firefighters, for saving my life, and whoever broke my rib, thanks for doing good compressions, right?
Right, it's true. So true.
Right. At the end of the day, you know, the big thing is for, unfortunately, for the layperson, you know, what we do for a living is one thing, right?
But yeah.
For all of those statistics, chances are if you ever using a skill, unfortunately, it's going to be on someone that you love. So that's going to train you well, so it becomes muscle memory. And again, in that horrible incident at 3 o'clock in the morning, while you're waiting for us, you're giving your loved one a fighting chance.
The AED is the shocky thing I was talking about that a lot of businesses have hanging on the walls. Right, that's the medical term. Right, shocky thing. Sir. Do you need to get trained on that from your business if you've got one hanging on your wall somewhere?
Yeah, you should. The business should have at least one person trained if it's in the building. You know, but honestly, they're designed for an untrained 8-year-old to operate them. So as I always say, the AED is the boss. So just turn it on and then listen to whatever it wants you to do. So again, if you're in the middle of wherever in America, and no one knows what to do, just turn the silly thing on, and then it'll walk you through every step. I know they can be intimidating, but they're really not. They're really, really easy to use, and then will make the biggest, or can make one of the biggest changes pre-hospital care.
And one more question, maybe two. Okay, so you do CPR. Okay. When is it time to pull out the shocky thing?
As soon as it's ready. As soon as it's ready. So, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have a couple hands, a couple friends that can actually do some work with you. While one person's doing good compressions, the other person could be setting up the AED. Short of that, you know, if you're doing CPR and it gets there, if you're the only one that knows what you're doing, just stop, hook it up, and again, listen to the prompts. It'll tell you what to do.
Awesome.
As I say, it's human proof.
You know what I saw from a lot of people who were in the stands for the Bills game? They were saying that this is going to be a traumatic incident they can never get out of their mind, out of their head. For the common person who doesn't see something like that, what would you suggest to them?
Well, I don't. Whatever you use for your coping mechanisms, you know, us as the firefighters, obviously, yes, we're exposed to all different stuff. You know, we normally will come back if it's a high stress call. We'll come back and we'll talk about it, go over what happened, what went right, you know, and just lean on each other. How's that?
Yeah, yeah. And again, the more you do it, the more you get used to it, whether it's tragic or not, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Brian, thanks so much for giving us a little heads up on it. And just to keep it in the forefront, everyone should be trained on CPR. And you can get it through the fire department. You can get your business, the company that you work for, to do a quick thing, right?
You can. You can. You can visit our, go to our website, go to whatever way you want to reach out to us at Ridge Road Fire District. Or American Heart Association, Red Cross. We don't care where you go get your education, as long as you get the education. Again, and give our citizens a chance to.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man. Again, and thanks for keeping us up to date on that. Appreciate it.
Okay, you guys be well and be safe.
All right, 98.9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.